get through the show with me because you work with me.
Will you want me to lie to the people?
No.
Is that what you want
me
to do?
Leave me out next time.
All right. Let me go to the phone lines on a Free Speech Friday. It's Larry in Colorado. Larry, what's going on?
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I thought your listeners would like to hear about an amazing World War II story.
I've got 2 minutes. Make it happen.
Okay. I'll give you a brief thing. My father-in-law was on a crew of a B-24 Liberator nicknamed Trouble. They'd flown their 17th mission to Ludwigshafen. On their way home, about 1 o'clock, they were attacked by a German ace, Hauptmann Egon Meyer. My father-in-law was wounded in several places, including a nick to his jugular vein. Mm. The plane began to fall and spin, and centrifugal force had him trapped, so it was likely that he was going to die. But about that time, the plane exploded and threw him out of the plane and knocked him unconscious. He was at about 20,000 feet.
Okay, so he's unconscious and he was knocked out of the plane. Where did he end up?
He did regain consciousness. There's a lot more details there. He was able to open his parachute.
Oh, wow.
There's many instances about why that happened. When he landed, there were many French farmers who were connected with the Shelburne escape line. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
And they hid him, nursed him back to health, got him connected, and he eventually escaped about 75 days later.
That is amazing. So I'm getting the feeling that there was divine intervention. Do you believe that?
I do. And as a matter of fact, he has said many, many times, God had his hand on me that day.
That's amazing. You know, I can't hear enough World War II stories. The heroes in that war, they were never, as heralded as they are, they were never heralded as much as they should have been. Thanks, man. Larry, I appreciate that story. Great story. Open line now. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I did come back today. I'm half asleep, but I still did a PAGS parody for you. Anchor Baby. We'll have that for you coming up next hour. Plenty more coming your way on a Free Speech Friday, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Keep it right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Just got my Omaha Steaks packed the other day, and man, am I eating good. It's a great gift this holiday. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher since 1917. Order with complete confidence. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to my listeners when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Get 74% off right now. Originally $195, now $49.99. Here's what you get in the pack. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in my name, PAGS, in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type PAGS in the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The talk of Jefferson County. Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF. Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
This is a KJEF Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Hillsboro Hawks.
Brewer of the Hawks wants to go coast to coast. He does for the third time tonight and scoops it up and in.
The DeSoto Dragons.
Three-pointer is good from Nick Krodinger, and he's fouled.
Free throw, yes.
The Grandview Eagles.
Kreese recovers to Jacobson, top of the key, swings it into the corner. Three ball, Garrett Gleet, you bet.
The Windsor Owls.
Swatted out of midair by Evan Worley. Clean block there, ball was still on its way up. Now Worley stops and pops from three, and that's nothing but nets.
KJEF is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEF Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Go out to the game with KJEF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
What a wonderful evening to be indoors for some high school girls basketball. Welcome. I am Matt Greenwood. Festus High School is where it's all at tonight as we have the Festus Lady Tigers at 4-0 under head coach Chris Ellis battling the 6-3 Herculaneum Blackcats led by head coach Riley Blair, who earlier this year picked up his 100th career victory as a head coach. And so we are looking forward to an enticing matchup between two teams that love to get up and down the floor, love to put the ball in the hoop, and they're pretty good at rebounding as well. Festus with a slight edge if you look at the average of rebounds per game. And so we are certainly looking forward to what should be an exciting and up and down game this evening. And already the band for Festus has struck up and is making a lot of noise as the players are out to the floor to begin their pregame warm-ups. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or on the outer service road at the Lettington exit. Go online anytime you please. That's Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. As part of our Fleegs pregame show, we've got conversations with both head coaches. We'll begin first with Festus Tigers head coach Chris Ellis, and then a little bit later, we will have Riley Blair of the Herculaneum Blackcats. Let's go ahead and step aside here for a few minutes, and when we come back, it will be Chris Ellis of the Festus Tigers. You're listening to coverage of high school girls basketball in Jefferson County on AM 1400 KJEF.
Merry Christmas, and may faith, hope, and love be your treasures in the new year from the entire Cole family at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Hi, it's Hannah. From me, my dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, and the entire staff at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Cole's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond. And Cole's Tractor and Equipment is giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the sold-out Garth Brooks concert in St. Louis. Register now at MIMOinfo.com. Just log on and go to the promotions page and follow the instructions to register. You can even get bonus entries. Cole's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Cole's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleece Equipment pregame show. Speaking of Chris Ellis of the Festus Lady Tigers, as they're off to a 4-0 start this year, getting ready to take on Herculaneum at 6-3 here at home at Festus High School. And Coach, again, a very good start, as we talked about just a couple days ago. And Jenna Edding and Abby Rickerman, two girls that sort of have been off to a pretty good start for you.
Well, can't really complain about how they're shooting the ball really well, and teammates get them good looks, and they're cashing in. So we're pleased with the start, but we know we've got a lot to work on. We've got a long way to go.
The Black Cats, I feel like they play at a pretty frantic pace based on the turnovers that they've had and also the steals that they've created. Really just up-in-your-face kind of defense. Is that sort of your assessment of them?
Well, we're really concerned about the fact that we might see a junk defense tonight. Not completely prepared for it because we haven't seen it yet. So we'll see how we react, either boxing one, triangling two, something like that. The pressure we have seen, so hopefully we'll react accordingly. I am concerned they do leak out. They do throw the baseball pass. And, you know, if you don't get back, they're going to get layups. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we can't have aw shucks moments when we miss, that we get back and communicate.
All right. Sounds all good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for covering.
Chris Ellis, head coach of the Festus Lady Tigers, speaking to us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We'll track down Riley Blair for Herky next.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs?
Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleece Equipment pregame show, speaking to Riley Blair of the Herculaneum Lady Black Cats as they get ready to take on the Festus Tigers here tonight on KJFF, MyMoInfo.com, as well as the TuneIn and iHeartRadio app. So a lot of places, Coach, for the folks to listen to what should be a pretty good ball game tonight. You guys are 6-3, Festus 4-0, and as I brought up with Coach Ellis, you guys kind of like to play at a little bit of a frantic pace. And so going into the matchup here tonight, what do you feel as to the style of play for you guys, and how do you think it's going to be effective tonight?
You know, I think that's a key thing in tonight's thing. I think we're going to try to run up and down the floor. We're going to try to push the ball in transition and hopefully get easy buckets in transition, as well as that's what they kind of try to do. So we need to try to slow them down in transition, but also defend their two best players, you know, in Jordan Edding and, you know, and Abby Rickerman there. Those two girls are going to flat out play, and you know, we're going to have to contain them. If we do a good job defensively against them, I think we're going to be in the basketball game.
70% of the shots that you guys take and 70% of the shots that they take are inside the paint, inside that rectangle, inside that arc, that three-point perimeter. Is that a credit to just some good post play for you, or is that really just a lot of layups because of the pace?
You know, I think that has a lot to do with the pace that we play. You know, we also like to play from the outside. I think this year we played a little bit differently. We played from the inside first and trying to open up our outside game, and I think that we haven't had a good opportunity to do that early in the year because we've been able to score inside. So hopefully tonight is a night we can be able to score inside and out and, you know, do all aspects of the basketball game and give us a chance to win.
Coach Blair, best of luck.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate all the coverage.
You're very welcome. Riley Blair, head coach of the Herky Black Cats on the Fleece Equipment pregame show. We got the new Era Bank tip-off and starting lineups next.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is Toyotathon still on?
Yes, it is. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and lease offers on our amazing Toyota vehicles.
But you better hurry. It all ends January 2nd.
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah.
How did you get on this line?
Well, this is a time for family, so your father and I decided to come and help you out. James, honey, say hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Mom and Dad, I'm kind of busy with a customer right now.
Hi, Jan's mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And what Jan was going to say is this is the perfect time to save on the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, bold Tacoma, versatile Highlander, and more.
Wow, that sounds great.
Huh, that was actually spot on. Thanks, Mom.
Well, your father's here, too.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify, see your participating dealer for details.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City. Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300. 7371.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Lettington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going
home is where the fun
everybody's
is.
Going
home, pool, and spa.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. You can follow us on Twitter at KJFF Sports, on Instagram at KJFF Sports as well. Tell a friend. All right, it's the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. The way you want to live. We'll begin with the visiting 6-3 Herculaneum Black Hats underneath head coach Riley Blair. It will begin with Taylor Metcalf at 5'7", guard for the Black Hats, wearing the number 22 tonight. Number 23, 5'8", guard Jordan Allen. Behind her is number 35, 5'7", guard Ashley Kroom. The two forwards are 5'11", Paige Fowler, leading the team in nearly 18 points a game to start. And then Angelica Wooten, a 5'9 forward, wearing the number 45. That rounds out the Riley Blair starting five. Available off the bench for Coach Blair and the Black Hats, Emma Vaughn, Kylie Bowler, Emily Weesey, Haley Benthal, and Caitlin Huber. For the Festus Tigers at 4-0 under head coach Chris Ellis, his starting five, Jesse Hebenstreet, 5'10 forward, 5'7 guard Abby Rickerman, 5'6 guard and team leader in points is Jenna Edding. Then you got 5'9 forward Bria Garman, who is actually, as a forward, first on the team in assists for the season. And then rounding out the starting five, Abby McMillan at 6'3 for the Tigers. Those are your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Let's go ahead and step aside here. And when we come back, we will have your new Arabank tip. But we got to break in the action because the national anthem is coming up. And so we've got to, step aside here and let it play, let it happen. And then we're back with your new Arabank tip off.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's time you try Little Caesars in Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Did you know that you can work out at Mineral Area College's Wellness Center without being a full-fledged student? We have group classes and a training facility, cardio drumming, Pilates, yoga, free weights, and workout machines of all types. Sign up for a membership. It's only $50 a semester through our continuing education department. For more information, call Jeremy Partney at 518-2101. He'll help you with an exercise and nutrition plan to help you reach your goals. Good health starts here at Mineral Area College Wellness Center.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington. Big Steve, it's hunting season, and that's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It is that time of year. The cold weather's coming in, leaves are changing, and the deer are out. Come on down and get your ATV side by side. Also, get ready for snow. We can put snow plows, winches, anything you need on a machine. Give us a call, 573-756-7975.
That's Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Matt Green will be back with you for AM 1400 KJF. You can find us online on Twitter at KJFF Sports, on Instagram as well at KJFF Sports, as we take pictures before the game and during the game and post them after the game. It's the Festus Lady Tigers at home against the Herculaneum Lady Black Cats. Coach Blair and his starting five have already been announced to the crowd, and now Coach Blair has them huddled around him as he gives his final pregame instructions. And right now the Festus Tigers, they are being introduced to the crowd at hand, and they certainly like to pack it in here at Festus. The band is 20 feet to our right. The student section is right next to them. And then we got basically everybody here packed in this gym. Not very many seats available. So this is how we like it. We like it loud and we like it exciting. And that's what we're in for tonight between Festus and Herculaneum. It's time for the New Era Bank tip-off. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. The guards will get to jump here for Herky and Festus. It's going to be Jordan Allen jumping against Jesse Heavenstreet. And Heavenstreet knocks it into the path of her teammate McMillan, who gives it to Garmin quickly down low for a right block layup. And a foul there to start this game as the first bucket goes to Abby Rickerman. Festus wearing their white jerseys, white shorts with a darker shade of yellow representing the letters and numbers. And they've got a black trim around as well. Rickerman missed the and one free throw, and Herky got the rebound. They came up the floor and got into the front court and immediately had it knocked away around the along the sideline, far side from us. So an inbound play there for Paige Fowler, and she'll get it to Taylor Metcalf. Metcalf has it near midcourt, makes her move to the right. Top of the key, pass down low to the low left block, and getting spun around, Ashley Kroom as she hits the deck. A foul called there. Actually, they're going to say that the ball was tied up. So Herky gets to keep possession. Inbound to Metcalf in the corner, far corner. She drives to the middle of the paint, floats it up with the right hand. Back iron no good along the baseline. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Rickerman. It will stay Herky ball. 7:31 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 Festus in the lead. Baseline inbound to a moving Fowler. Loses the dribble, gets it back up, throws it up, and misses to the left side of the rim. And the Tigers are headed the other way. Right to left, the Tigers go. Wing three, and that one spins out. Rebound down low, McMillan. She's fouled on the putback try. Angelica Wooten, the guilty party there, as that three-pointer was put up quickly by Jenna Edding, who leads the Tigers in scoring this year with 21.5 points a game. But Abby McMillan will rainbow that free throw into the bucket and give Festus an early 3-0 lead. McMillan, second one, floats it up. Front iron, no good. Offensive rebound shot is knocked back into the path of Rickerman as Fowler got her hands up there, Wooten got her hands up there. Now we got ourselves a loose ball all the way to midcourt, and a tie is called, and Festus will maintain possession. So Angelica Wooten at 5'9", big body down low, and Rickerman just bounced right off of her with that putback try. Ball wound up at midcourt where it got tied up. So Festus maintains possession. Rickerman, right side of the floor, has it knocked away by Metcalf. Metcalf, the team leader in steals for the Black Cats at 34 through the first eight games. There's a lob pass from the sideline. Garmin gets it down low. Back out to Garmin. Three ball rattles about and finally falls through. It hit the paint three times on the rim, bounced up, then hit the paint on the rim twice more before finally falling through. A shooter's touch, if you will, for Bria Garmin, and the Tigers up to a 6-0 lead. Top of the circle, it is Kroom. Kroom forced to give it up to her left to Metcalf. Black headband and all, putting her blonde hair above her eyes there as she drops it down low. Metcalf the assist as the bucket goes to Kroom. Kroom with an easy shot off glass from the right side. And now the Tigers will slow things down. 6:23 to play. Garmin has it near side. Again, the Tigers operating right to left on your radio dials. Pass into the rectangle. They kick it out to the wing, and the three ball rattles about. No good from Rickerman. She'll tip it out to the top of the circle and keeps the possession alive for the Tigers. Here's Garmin passing it down low. Shot is off the mark by Hebman Street. Herkey gets the defensive board. Six to play. Black Cats down by four. Taylor Metcalf stops and pops but cannot drop home a three as she airballs it to the right. And she immediately looks at the floor, making zero eye contact with anybody. So the ball went out of bounds. And now Festa's coming up the floor. East to west, if you will, as they're down to our right. Here's a pass at midcourt. A lazy pass there by the Tigers, stolen by Ashley Kroom. She gets it up ahead to Metcalf, gives it back to Kroom. Kroom's three-pointer is no good. And Abby McMillan has the strong defensive rebound down low as she is fouled by Paige Fowler. Three quick team fouls for the Black Cats. As taking a seat is Angelica Wooten. Let's see who came in for number 44, Caitlin Huber. Tigers bring the ball up the floor. Garmin left open at the wing for a three. No one even looked at her, but she cannot get the three to fall as the Tigers now 1-4 from beyond the arc. Here's a three-pointer on the other side by the Black Cats. Fowler misses, but the putback try, Caitlin Huber off the bench, already making her mark with a rebound and 2 points. Black Cats trail by 2, 6-4, your score, 5-10 to play. Garmin again left open for three, and she lines it up and hits it home. Bria Garmin, her second three of the night. 9-4 Tigers. It's a zone defense for the Black Cats, and nobody's rotating to Garmin. Here's Metcalf in the front court, dribbling about, nearly lost it, gets it back, top of the key to the right side of the paint, loses the ball on the bounce pass. Black Cats, though, maintain possession. Metcalf gets it back, free throw jumper, no good. McMillan there for the board. The 6'3" McMillan barely has to jump to get these rebounds as she stands about 3 or 4 inches above all the Black Cats that are currently on the floor. And the pass up ahead by McMillan to Rickerman. Rickerman tripped up. And a foul gets called. And that's going to be the first personal on Taylor Metcalf. Four team fouls for Herculaneum. Coach Chris Ellis of the Tigers off the bench. Styrofoam cup with water in his right hand as he takes a sip after shouting out instructions. Garmin from the baseline throws it all the way up top. Now in possession, Hebben Street from the mid block kicks it to the wing, the right wing for a three ball. Garmin too strong. Rickerman gets the board. Putback try no good. McMillan offensive rebound. Her putback no good. And then there is Hebben Street to clean up the ball and puts it off glass. And the Tigers up 11-4. So three offensive rebounds in a matter of 3 seconds works out for the Tigers. They lead by 7. 4:10 to play. First quarter. Metcalf left open at the top of the key. Could not get the ball in a shooting position, so she forces a pass down low that is errant and out of bounds. Turnover by the Black Cats. Coach Blair hot off the bench, pacing back and forth, clapping the hands, trying to keep things encouraging for his team. There's a high ball screen set by Hebben Street. Garmin with the ball in the near wing tries to get it down low to Hebben Street, and she got hacked across the arm. And that is two quick personal fouls by Taylor Metcalf, and Coach Blair's got to think about bringing her out of the ballgame. Metcalf got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. She's pushed away, Metcalf, and offensive foul is going to be called on Abby Rickerman. So on the inbound play, Metcalf stood her ground. Rickerman gave her a little forearm shiver with both arms, and the referee right in front of the play made the call, and Rickerman picks up her first personal. Back the other way we go. Left to right, Black Cats. They've got the ball. Metcalf has it at the volleyball line. Dribbles into her left hand, attacks the left side of the paint, dumps it down low to Fowler, who can't handle the pass. It's off her fingertips and out of bounds. Coach Blair making the substitution. He's going to bring Jordan Allen off the floor and replace her with number 12, I believe. That is Emma Vaughn. Festus has the ball in their half-court set. Errant pass tipped away, out of bounds. It will stay Tiger ball. It's Garmin to try to inbound to Edding, and Edding had her arm grabbed before the ball was inbounded. And that is Ashley Kroom with her second personal foul already. Just 4.5 minutes into this game, Herculaneum has 16 fouls. Here's Garmin off the inbound from the wing, long on the three. Another whistle goes, another foul on a rebound. And who's it going to be on? It's on number 44 for Festus. So Abby McMillan, her first personal, team second. They put the team foul on the wrong part of the board. There we go. Now they correct it. All right. Black Cats, 3:10 to play. Down by seven. Metcalf crosses over her defender to the top of the key. Passes tipped away. And an outlet pass. Garmin to the lefty southpaw, Jenna Edding, who faded away from the glass and could not kiss it home. And with 3 minutes to play, the Black Cats in possession. Metcalf's pass to the left side of the paint is tipped up into the air, and we've got ourselves a tie-up as Caitlin Huber and Jesse Heavenstreet were wrestling for the ball. And they're not going to call a tie-up. As a matter of fact, they're going to call a foul on Festus. Heavenstreet picks up her first personal. Baseline inbound for the Black Cats to Metcalf, far wing, three ball, up and through. Taylor Metcalf gets on the scoreboard. Three different players have now scored for Herky as they trail by four, under three to play in the first quarter. Garmin at the volleyball line. She's used to being in that spot. Throws it down low to McMillan, and McMillan is going to get called for traveling as Kaylin Huber got her hand on the ball, jarred it slightly loose, but not enough to knock it out of McMillan's hand. So officials deem that she still had possession of it and then shuffled her feet and gets called for traveling. And another whistle on the Black Cats half-court set. And 25, it appears, gets called. No, it's Heavenstreet that gets called with the foul for the Tigers. So she's got two personal, four team fouls for the Tigers. 11-7, they lead. Black Cats inbound along the baseline to the low left block. Huber looking to shoot it and then looking to pass. And then another whistle. And I guess traveling is called. At least it's not a foul this time. We already got 10 team fouls between the two, and we're not even 6 minutes into play. Tigers going right to left. Jenna Edding gives it up to Garmin. Again, left open on the wing, but finally she's picked up by Emily Wiese. Bounce pass Garmin to the low right block, trying to get to McMillan, but Metcalf with her 35th steal of the season takes it up the floor, floats it with the right hand, and short arms it, and then knocked it out of bounds on the rebound effort. So Taylor Metcalf leading the Black Cats in steals at 35 now on the season. That's about 4.25 steals a game through the first nine. 2 minutes to play. Festus up by four, 11-7, your score. Garmin open at the wing, gives it back up top to Rickerman. Rickerman down low to the right mid-block for Heavenstreet, who's knocked to the floor by Metcalf. And Metcalf is bailed out by the official's whistle as they call a tie-up and not a foul. If it were a foul, then Metcalf would have three. And she's super important to Herculaneum's efforts here tonight. So an inbound in the backcourt for the Black Cats. Metcalf brings the ball up the floor slowly, finally crosses the timeline, flips it over to her left, top of the circle, Rickerman. Rickerman then bounces it to the right, and it looks like it just trickled through a couple of arms and eventually out of bounds. So a turnover there by the Black Cats. 90 seconds to play in the first. High ball screen. Garmin off the screen, tries to take a pass from her teammate, and Metcalf steps in, steals it, and she's all alone for the right-hand layup from the right side. Metcalf with five, her 36th steal of the season, and the Black Cats down by two. Pass down low, a line drive pass to McMillan. She's knocked to the deck by Caitlin Huber. And that should be her first. It is. And that is 17 fouls, so McMillan will get a chance at the free throw line. Let's give you some numbers for McMillan. 6'3", 9.8 points a game. The leader in rebounds for the Tigers at 27 total. She's got 14 offensive boards. She hits the first free throw there. All free throws presented to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. And McMillan sinks both free throws. Her points have come from the charity stripe. McMillan now 3 of 4, back up to a four-point advantage for the Tigers. Metcalf stumbles into the front court, gives up a pass into the corner, baseline drive and floater, no good. Rebound underneath, Garmin bounces it up ahead to her teammate, number 21, Jenna Edding. Edding stops, on the right wing to Garmin. Behind the back, no look pass to a wide open bank shot three from Abby Rickerman. Bria Garmin with the beautiful assist there. And the Tigers up 16-9. 40 seconds to play. Whistle goes at the high elbow. Fowler fouled from behind. That is team foul number five by the Tigers. So Edding was having trouble with the dribble, wanted no part of it, threw it to Garmin. Garmin was off balance, so she just turned around, bounced it to her teammate Rickerman, and then Rickerman banked it home. And McMillan stuffs a Huber shot down low, and the Tigers pick up the loose scraps near midcourt. It's Jenna Edding with 28 seconds to play. Gets a high ball screen from McMillan, can't shoot it though. Gives it up, they swing it around to the perimeter, into the corner. Rickerman to the mid-block drive, through the rectangle, loses the dribble, down to the floor. The Black Cats go. And Paige Fowler, I believe, got fouled. And they're going to call it on Allison Kuykendall. No, beg your pardon, that is Abby Rickerman. That's her second personal. 16 seconds to play. Black Cats down 16-9. Metcalf into the front court, dribbles to the right side, dumps it down low, putting up a shot and getting hacked across the arm was Emily Wiese. And Wiese will toe the line for a pair. Taylor Metcalf coming to the sideline to have a quick word with Coach Blair's assistant coach, Rob Metcalf. So father-daughter relationship there. First free throw is good from Emily Wiese. Four different players have scored for the Black Cats. They're down 16-10. Wiese trying to change that here with another made free throw, and that one goes through. 8 seconds to go. Tigers right to left. Garmin in the front court on the wing. Passes up a three-point try to Jenna Edding from 25 feet straight away. No good. Metcalf the long rebound in the corner and lets the buzzer go. 16-11. You're into the first quarter score. Festus leads Herculaneum here on AM 1400 KJF.
Christmas will be here before you know it, and we all wish we had a little more money this time of the year. Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we offer Christmas clubs to do just that. You save a little or a lot each week, and we pay you out a check the next October that you can use to buy Christmas gifts or pay those year-end taxes. We are opening Christmas clubs right now, so come in today at any of our convenient locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
As we get ready to start the second quarter here at Festus High School, I am Matt Greenwood for KJFF, and I want to tell you a little bit about Core 42. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, if you didn't, you do now. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, you can call 636-481-3000. That's 481-3000, or visit jeffco.edu today. 16-11, Festus leading Herculaneum as we begin the second quarter. Four different Tigers have scored. Same can be said for the Black Cats. Festus operating right to left in their white jerseys, white shorts as well. And the second quarter has begun. Garmin, a line drive pass down low to Heaven Street through the rectangle, and she'll kick it out to the wing. And then Rickerman there had possession of the ball when a whistle went away from the play. I didn't see a foul issued, so I have no idea, honestly, what just got called there. All I know is it's Black Cat basketball. 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Metcalf, her pass through the passing lane, tipped up by Edding. Edding racing the other way with possession, lobs it down low to Rickerman, who got away with a shove, but she's able to bank it home and provide the Tigers a 7-point lead. Metcalf quickly up the floor to the top of the circle, goes to her right. It's Wiese getting a screen along the low right block, and as she went around it, there was a reach-in foul called on the Tigers, and that means Wiese is back to the free throw line for opportunities number 3 and 4. Emily Wiese off the bench this season, a 4.1 scoring average. That's 37 points coming into this game here tonight as she makes the 1 and 1, the front end of a 1 and 1. So Weese now up to 40 points on the season, improving her free throw shooting from 5 of 15 going into tonight, now up to 8 of 18. Unfortunately, she misses the second free throw, but an offensive rebound underneath by Fowler goes up with it, misses to the left. There's Huber down low. Her putback try, no good. And then a jump ball is going to be called between Fowler and McMillan. Possession arrow favors the Black Cats. Coach Blair beside himself thought Fowler got fouled. Inbound, baseline, and it's knocked away. Weese trying to find her teammate, Emma Vaughn. Tigers knocked it out. Ball will be inbounded just a few feet from the previous spot. Inbound to Metcalf from the wing. Attacks the paint. Dumps it off down low. Fowler from point-blank range gets it to go. And Paige Fowler, the team leader in scoring for the Black Cats with her first 2 points of the night. And Herkey trails 18-14. Tigers in possession. A box zone for the Black Cats. The Tigers pass around it. Three-pointer. Edding off the mark. Rebound Black Cats. Pushing it up the floor, Vaughn gets it to her left for Metcalf. Metcalf standing just off to the left of the Tiger logo at midcourt, flips it to her right. Emma Vaughn with possession, goes to the rectangle, then bounces it to Fowler along the baseline. She tries to dribble it and loses control, and the Tigers heading up the other way. Edding stops and pops and misses the three. Rebound on the backside by Rickerman, throws it up, hits underneath the backboard. There's another offensive rebound for the Tigers, and Heaven Street unable to stick it through. Two on three here for the Black Cats. Spinning around with the ball, Metcalf, and she lost it. Bigger part of that is Huber. Tigers, a two-on-two fast break. Garmin from the baseline throws it up from 5 feet. No good. There's McMillan with her putback try. No good. But a whistle and a foul. And it was actually Heaven Street that hustled and got underneath the basket on that missed Garmin shot and poked it to McMillan. So McMillan earning a pair of free throws here. First free throw is good. Abby McMillan making all of her point production at the free throw line. She's now 4 of 5. One dribble, stares at the bucket, flips it up, gets it to go as well. Now 5 of 6. 20-14, Festus leading Herkey. The Black Cats in their black jersey tops, black shorts, with a red and white stripe down the left and right side and red numbers and red letters with a white trim, have possession down by 6. Fowler makes her move in the rectangle, throws it high up off the window, and gets it to go. Nice move, Paige Fowler. A little hesitation with her back turned to the basket at the free throw line, curled around the defender, and got all the way to the bucket uncontested for an easy lay-in. And now a push on the entry pass to the mid-block as Heaven Street was nudged from behind by Huber, and that's going to be her second personal. To the free throw line again go the Tigers, of the Black Cats have 9 team fouls. And we're going to see Angelica Wooten check into the game for Huber. And I stand corrected, that was Huber's third personal. So off the bench, Caitlin Huber in foul trouble. And Heaven Street made the first free throw. Started trotting up the floor the other way, and the official said, no, you made it, so you know, you get another one. One dribble, looks at the bucket, throws it up, and gets the friendly roll. So Heaven Street now with 4 on the night. Metcalf quickly takes the inbound, gets it across the timeline, flips it to her left, and along the wing, the drive there to the low right, the low left block, I should say. Emma Vaughn had it knocked away. It'll be inbounded by Fowler along the baseline. 4 Tigers with their backs turned to the inbounder. Lob up by Fowler to Metcalf. Metcalf tries to lob an entry pass down low to Fowler. It's tipped away by Edding into the path of Rickerman. Rickerman coast to coast, throws it up with the right hand, cannot get it to go. And we got ourselves a foul underneath. I believe McMillan. No, they're going to say it was a foul on the Black Cats. Officials calling out Emma Vaughn for the foul there. As Heaven Street back to the free throw line. Knocks down free throw number 1. Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws are good. Both of them are good by Heaven Street. Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. We got ourselves a 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout courtesy of Riley Blair. It's 24-16 Festus here in the second quarter.
You love to Hi, this is Jamie.
And this is Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Right now, through December 31st, everything at Patsy's Furniture is marked 50% off MSRP. And while you're here, register to win a free recliner. We appreciate you and we're thankful for your business throughout this year.
Merry Christmas from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to let you know that they are now open in their new Deloge location at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. We are even more excited that our UPS store is now open as well and ready to serve your print, ship, and mail needs. Be sure to stop by on Wednesday, November 28th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our grand opening celebration. Smoky Valley Barbecue will be with us offering lunch for purchase, and you can register to win some awesome prizes. Ribbon cutting to be held at noon. We'll see you then.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, which basically means we're right behind the Herculaneum bench. So very good spot as we're court level just about. And on the inbound plate, Metcalf racing up the floor along the near sideline right in front of us, and she got nudged from behind. And that will send Metcalf to the line for the Black Cats as they trail by 8 with 5:15 to play here in quarter number 2. Foul's going to go on Festus's number 21, Jenna Edding, her first personal. Metcalf has yet to get to the free throw line. First one up. She needs to make it to get a second one, but she misses as it rattles out. Rebound McMillan. Tigers up the other way. Edding crosses the timeline, gets the ball back from Garmin. Edding knocks down the wing three. 27-16, Festus in the lead. Edding, the Tigers' leading scorer, with her first 3 points of the night. That's the fourth three-pointer made by the Tigers. Here's a double on the wing. Black Cat still in possession. And then an errant pass there, nearly stolen by the Tigers. Into the corner. Fowler's pass out of the corner. Into the trap. Knocked away by the Tigers. They steal it. And then Fowler steals it right back. Kicks it to the wing. Three-pointer is off the mark by Jordan Allen along the sideline. Fowler tries to track it down. And they're going to say last touch by Festus. So an inbound just to the left of the Tiger bench. Fowler with Heaven Street defending the inbound. And what do we have here? The official is saying that Heaven Street got too close. Heaven Street just throws her arms back up. And Fowler inbounds it to the midcourt stripe. With it is Emma Vaughn. Vaughn's second point guard on the team for the Black Hats. So Coach Blair has two point guards on the floor, but it doesn't matter because Abby Rickerman says, hey, I've got good hands, got good eyes, and got good speed. She uses all three to get to the rim and lay it up with the right hand and in. Abby Rickerman has 9 on the night. 29-16 Tigers, their largest lead. 4:05 to play in the second quarter. Garmin tips away a pass, but the Black Cats recover. Metcalf tries to throw it down low, and Garmin again knocks it up into the air. Forces Metcalf to pick up the loose ball on the sideline. Her pass is stolen by the Tigers. 3-on-1 fast break. Garmin lobs it down low to the right side. And McMillan's there to put it off glass and in. And the Tigers are on a big run here. It's now 31-16. A 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout here on KJOP.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
All right, that 30-second timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture is all timeouts are this season. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Coach Blair visibly upset and irate with his Black Hat squad as they've let the Tigers go on a big run here. Now Herky trailing 31-16. So upset that during that 30-second timeout, didn't even let them huddle around him. He met them on the floor there. And I guess his message got across because Fowler spun in the lane and floated it up with the right hand from point-blank range and got it to go. That ends a scoring drought for the Black Cats. 3.5 to play. Lob down low. McMillan can't handle the overhead pass. And the Black Cats scoop it up along the sideline. Down by 13. And Metcalf's going to get called for traveling. indecision on her part. As soon as she crossed the timeline, she picked up her dribble and then tried to pass it, and her teammate was covered up, and she lost her pivot foot. So turnover, Black Hats. In the corner, deep two from the baseline, rattling about, no good by Heaven Street. Bria Garman down there for the rebound, puts it back up, but got too far underneath and hit the underside of the rim. Metcalf the other way for the Black Cats as they go left to right, west to east, if you will. Here's a bounce pass from the wing to the top of the free throw line, stolen by Edding. Edding races up the floor, lobs it down low to Rickerman. It's tipped into the path of Heaven Street, and Heaven Street is the one that kisses it off the window and in. So Rickerman was the intended target. Herkey knocked the ball away, but it was right into the path of Heaven Street, who got the easy layup. And another entry pass down low by the Black Hats is again stolen by the Tigers. They've got a bunch of 5'8", 5'9 girls that know how to play defense, know how to play the passing lane, and they're creating a ton of turnovers. There's a baseline J 14 feet out. Edding misses. Metcalf the other way. Bounces it to the knees of Fowler. Recovers. Throws it up from the left side. No good. Loose ball rebound to the sideline. It's chased there by the Black Hats and the Tigers. And let's see what the call is here. It looks like Fowler's miss was tipped away by Festus. So as we have a Chris Ellis, Tigers, 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. It's 33-18. Festus in the lead. We're back in 30 on KJEP.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet!
You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJEP. This broadcast possible because of our season sponsors, Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Zelosia, and Bonterre, as well as Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Mario's Italia of Farmington, Bryant Restoration, Poplar Bluff in Farmington, and Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum. 2:18 to play. Black Hats with possession. Have it on the wing. 30 feet away from the basket. Turnaround pass to Metcalf. Stolen by Edding. Takes on Metcalf. Throws it off glass. Rolls off the front rim. Rebound to Herkey. Outlet pass. 65 feet ahead. Chased down and tipped back over her shoulder by Wiese. Into the path of her teammate Vaughn. Vaughn from the baseline low left block. Misses high off the glass. Festus running the other way. Rickerman finds a wide open Edding from the wing. Her three-pointer too strong. Rickerman tracks down the board, puts it up, and no good. A bigger part, and that was Allison Kuykendall with a putback try there. Black Cats running the floor, and an opportunity down low for Fowler to score, and she's fouled. No foul called, as a matter of fact. The officials doing a good job, as a matter of fact, keeping up with this fast pace. Actually called the ball out of bounds, knocked away by the Tigers last. 33-18 the score, minute 41 to play. Baseline inbound, tipped up by Garman. She's created quite a few turnovers that way. Loose ball picked up by Rickerman, and then a jump ball called. And the possession arrow favoring Festus. It was 21-16 in the second quarter. The Tigers have gone on a 12-2 run here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, and now lead by 15. Wing-to-wing pass, Garman to Rickerman. Rickerman to the free throw line for Kuykendall. Her pass to the wing on the near side for Garman is stolen by Kroom. Up ahead to Metcalf, top of the key. Throws it left wing. A three ball there is no good by Emma Vaughn. Outlet pass leading the three-on-one fast break for the Tigers. And able to finish that transition bucket is Jenna Edding. Couldn't tell who the Tiger was, but she just lobbed it up into a space. And Festus tracked it down, got 2 points. Here's a bad pass to the top of the key to no one in particular. Rickerman races up the floor, beats Metcalf to the bucket, and kisses one off the glass and in. And Abby Rickerman with her fourth transition bucket here in the second quarter. The lead has ballooned to 37-18 Tigers. Entry pass from the wing on the bounce to Fowler is stolen by the Tigers. Edding, exhausted, gives up the ball into the front court. Garman on the wing. Will now lob it to the other side for Rickerman. She brings it down. They'll swing it around the perimeter to Garman. Extra pass to Kuykendall. Kuykendall turns around, bounces it to the volleyball line for Edding. Edding to Garmin. And now they're just playing hot potato here, the Tigers, with 18 seconds to play. Now down low to the mid-block for McMillan. McMillan to the free throw line. Kuykendall back to Garmin on the wing. To Kuykendall. Free throw jumper. Short. McMillan underneath. Throws it up high off glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. 5 seconds to go. Kick out to the wing. Three ball. Garmin off the mark. Rebound into the corner. Fowler. And that's how the first half will end. So the Tigers in possession for the final 40 seconds. Get three looks at the rim. Cannot get it to go. But they have done their damage. A 16-2 run to finish off the Black Hats in the first half. Your score at the break, Festus 37, Herky 18. We're back in 3 minutes with your Midwest Sports Center halftime show here on KJF.
Merry Christmas, and may faith, hope, and love be your treasures in the new year from the entire Cole family at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Hi, it's Hannah. From me, my dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, and the entire staff at Cole's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Cole's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond. And Cole's Tractor and Equipment is giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the sold-out Garth Brooks concert in St. Louis. Register now at MIMOinfo.com. Just log on and go to the promotions page and follow the instructions to register. You can even get bonus entries. Cole's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Cole's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook.
The Jefferson County YMCA is excited to offer their 2019 golf outing at the new Topgolf location in Chesterfield, Missouri on Friday, February 8th. Compete between bays with your one- or three-person team. Players will receive breakfast, lunch, a beverage, and more. Please consider supporting the Jefferson County Y by becoming a sponsor or participating in this fun new golf outing. For more information, contact Debbie Siebert at 636-931-9622.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar & Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar & Grill in Farmington.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood with the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It got ugly pretty quick in the second quarter. It was a 16-11 advantage for Festus over Herculaneum. But the Tigers ending the first half on a 16-2 run to lead 37-18 here at the break. A little Christmas halftime performance by the dance squad of the Tigers. And they got about 30 seconds into the performance, which, by the way, you'll be able to see later on our KJFS Sports Instagram account. The boys joined the ladies after about 30 seconds, and there's a point where they rattled their shoulders and chest about, and the guys did the same thing. So that got a few woos from the crowd here. So good times here at Festus, and now I think they're doing some sort of announcement. Not really sure what's going on. Got the headset on, and pretty much drowns out anything that the PA guy is saying here this evening. So we'll stick to what we know and what we can talk about and what we can definitely understand and hear. And that's basketball. That's some stats for you. Yeah, let's take a look at your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll begin with the trailing Herculaneum Black Hats, and we'll begin with the starters. Taylor Metcalf, 5. Ashley Kroom, 2. Paige Fowler, 6. Those are your starters that have scored for the Black Hats. Emily Wiese and Caitlin Huber have come off the bench. Wiese with 3, Huber with 2. For the Festus Tigers, all 5 of their points have come from the starting 5, and Jesse Hebenstreet has 8. Jenna Edding with 5, Bria Garman 6, and Abby McMillan 7, and then Abby Rickerman has 11 after a 5-point first quarter and a 6-point second quarter. Again, the halftime score is 37-18. Festus leading Herculaneum. The Tigers looking to go, looking to remain undefeated as they are off to a 4-0 start. The Black Cats, well, they've played 5 more games than the Tigers, and maybe that's starting to wear down on them a little bit. As the Black Cats at 6-3 need a pretty big second-half comeback to go ahead and get that 7th win of the season. We'll see what the Black Cats and the Tigers have in store for us when the third quarter begins here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break here in the action. When we do come back, our keys to the second half. How does Festus maintain their win, and how do the Black Cats come storming back? Because it's going to take a storm to beat this Tigers side. We'll take care of all that for you here in the next after the next 3 minutes here on KJA.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive, Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Leagues.com. Matt Greenwood for AM 1400. KJF, a boisterous crowd here at Festus High School as the Tigers, the Lady Tigers, leading 37-18 on the Herculaneum Black Hats. Let's take a look at your, well, you know what? That is the end of the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. There you go. And we want to thank Potosi Lumber, Serenity Hospice Care, Gilster Mary Lee, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, and the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredertown, Ironton, and Farmington for allowing us to be on air this evening. So, keys to the second half. How do the Black Cats come storming back from down 19? Well, I would say it's pretty simple, but it's not, because the Tigers are really good defensively as they entered this game, beating their opponents by 23.5 points in the first four. But for the Black Cats, they're standing around too much on the offense. A lot of their passes from the wing down low to Fowler are just being deflected up into the air, being intercepted in the passing lanes by the Tigers. So they got to move around more and not try to pass the ball from a standing position. If they can do that, get some easy buckets, maybe knock down some threes as well, the Black Cats can make a comeback here. For the Tigers, they just got to keep doing what they're doing. That is exactly what I just said the Black Cats have to avoid, and that's turning the ball over. The Tigers need to keep forcing those turnovers, get those easy transition buckets. That's how they win this ball game. Here's Metcalf, elbow pass down low. There go the Tigers on the run again. Rickerman, though, blocked from behind. It ricochets off the backboard, and Metcalf coming up the other way for the Black Cats. Stops at the top of the circle. Back iron no good from 22 feet. Long rebound to the sideline. Chased down by Fowler. It's out of bounds into the front row. 7:27 to play in this third quarter. 37-18 Festus with the lead. It'll be Jenna Kurtois crossing the timeline as the Tigers and Black Cats switch directions. It's left to right for Festus here in the second half. Garmin has it, top of the circle, lobs it to the left elbow, and gets it back from Heaven Street. Garmin back to Heaven Street, makes her move to the paint. Thought about the shot, instead found a wide-open McMillan, who misses first try. Second try is good, however. Right off the glass there for Abby McMillan. She adds to her total, now 9 for the game. 39-18 Tigers. Fake pass by Vaughn, gets to the mid-block, bounces it through the paint to the right side, and it will hit off the ankle of Emily Weesey and roll out of bounds. Turnover there by the Black Cats. Coach Blair up off the bench, a clap of the hands as Edding brings the ball up the floor for the Tigers. Lobs it down low to McMillan, and her teammate, Heaven Street, actually came and intercepted it because Edding was a little too short on the pass, and as she did so, she lost her balance, Heaven Street, and traveled with it. So the Black Cats will bring it from the back to the front. 6.5 to play in the third. It's Metcalf with the right-hand dribble, crosses the timeline, and starts the offense on the right side of the floor, goes back to her left hand, and now to the middle of the floor. Back to her right. Metcalf nearly stripped by Edding, and then Edding pokes it away on the second try, and she gets called for a foul. So Metcalf and the Black Cats catching a break there. It will be an inbound from midcourt as Edding almost picking Metcalf's pocket for the second time tonight. Inbound to Fowler right in front of us. Hands it back off to Vaughn. Vaughn turns around and tries to find Metcalf, and there's Edding to take it and then go up the floor, misses the layup, and the foul's going to go on Metcalf as she was actually the one that hit the floor. And Jenna Edding will toe the line for a pair. Edding with 5 points in the first half, all coming in the second quarter, leading this team with 21.5 points per game. She misses back iron, no good on the first free throw. So Edding hasn't had a great offensive output, but Abby Rickerman has certainly stepped up. Jesse Heaven Street has put the ball in the hoop. Abby McMillan has 9. So a lot of pieces for Coach Ellis and the Tigers to work around Edding. If she's going to have an off night, they can still put up points. And now they lead 40-18 after that made free throw by Edding, who goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. 6 to play in the third quarter. Metcalf right side of the floor. Edding reaches in and accidentally stepped on the back heel of Metcalf twice. And then Metcalf turns to her assistant coach, and this is how close we are. She said, "I got stuck." That's what she yelled back across the floor and had a smile about it, so at least she's taking it well. Now dribbles to the left side of the floor, attacks to the left side of the rectangle, and Rickerman hacked her across the arm. And they're going to say a foul on the floor. So Metcalf, a few bumps and bruises by the end of tonight. A baseline inbound for the Black Cats. Nice find there by Kroom. Gets it to Fowler down low, and from point-blank range, she's able to hit it. Fowler with eight to lead the Black Cats in scoring. 40-20, Tigers lead. Garmin, deep corner, lobs it down low along the baseline to McMillan, who just turns around and kisses it off the glass and in. And Abby McMillan with four in the second half. 42-20, Tigers lead. Metcalf at the volleyball line, middle of the floor, dribbles to the left side, to the elbow, kicks it to the wing, Kroom. Kroom back the other way to Wiese, gets a free throw screen, takes the jumper there, back iron no good, rebound along the baseline. And that is Jenna Edding who grabbed it, and she was fouled from behind by Caitlin Huber, who picks up her fourth personal foul. And now Coach Blair could be dealing with a two-man bench the rest of the way if Huber picks up one more. Tigers, after the Black Cat turnover, have possession in the front court. Along the wing, it's a Rickerman three, and she'll spin it on in. Abby Rickerman, her second three of the night, and the Tigers up 44-20. Here's Metcalf in the front court, middle of the floor, kicks it to the right wing, and a Wiese shot is blocked by Bria Garmin, but a whistle goes and a foul on the shot or on the rebound. Okay, the official is looking back, making sure he gets the right player called for the foul. So it wasn't a foul on the shot. I believe it was called on the – so the shot was blocked, and it came down inside the paint. And I think the official called the foul as the player went up for the rebound. Now, two officials are having a discussion with Coach Blair. And I'm going to be a little bit quiet to try to hear what they're saying. Give me 1 second. Okay, I don't know exactly what the official was trying to explain, but Coach Blair seems content, and we move on. Herky has the ball and a shot by Metcalf, and she comes up lame with the shot as it goes out of bounds. Metcalf looking for some reassurance from Coach Blair, saying, did I take a good shot? And he goes, yeah, I'm okay with that. Maybe not with the result, but okay with the shot selection. So the Tigers get the inbound into the front court. Bria Garmin misses long on a three. Rebound Metcalf and the Black Cats. Races up, crosses the timeline to the right side of the floor to Kroom. Dumps it down low to Fowler. Lost possession. Fowler goes to the floor with two Tigers. And the tie-up is called. Possession arrow favors Festus. Coach Blair of the Black Cats will look up to the ceiling. Just cannot figure out how to get his girls in rhythm offensively. They've been out of it since the beginning of the second quarter. Garmin for the Tigers on the wing. Passes down low to McMillan. Kicks it out to the wing for a three ball. Rickerman going for a second triple of the second half, but she misses off to the left. Rebound McMillan. Pass down low. Black Cats steal it. And traveling is going to be called on Angelica Wooten. So Wooten got it and immediately got called for travel. No? Okay. A change of the call. So I don't know exactly what the change of call was, but it's Herculaneum basketball. Metcalf, top of the key, flips it to the left wing for Ashley Kroom. Kroom gets rid of it into the corner for Wiese. Line drive pass down low to Kroom on the low block, stolen by Jenna Edding of the Tigers, leading the fast break. Bounce pass through the paint to the right side. Rickerman off glass and in. Tigers lead 46-20. Transition bucket for the Tigers. An assist to Edding. Bucket Rickerman. Three ball. Fowler on the other end. She gets it to go. Black Cats trying to keep it close down 46-23. Garmin pass to the mid block. Turnaround floater through the paint. Heaven Street gets the friendly roll off the front of the rim. Heaven Street into double figures scoring. 48-23 Tigers. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kroom has her pocket picked. That was Wiese, beg your pardon. 3-on-1 fast break, Tigers. Garmin, hot potato back to Rickerman, who kisses it off the window and in. And 50 for the Tigers. Assist to Garmin. 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Metcalf to the right side of the floor to Kroom. Kroom line drive pass down low to Wooten. Wooten tries to hand it off to Wiese along the baseline. Three Tigers trap her there and eventually take it from Kroom. Tigers up the other way. Edding, line drive pass down low to the low left block to Heaven Street, who shuffled her feet. Line change for the Tigers. They bring on four fresh legs. Coach Ellis trying to give his starters the last 2.5 off and see if he can maintain the lead and just get some bodies rested. We'll try to check the numbers for you. Four different players to keep an eye on as we resume action. We'll get to that in a second here. 2:15 to play. Metcalf spinning along the top of the circle. Kicks it into the corner for a three-pointer. That is way off the mark to the right. An air ball, as a matter of fact, for Jordan Allen. And the loose ball in the corner was picked up by the Tigers. We got ourselves a foul on Kroom, her third. So Bria Garmin, the only one of five starters that remains on the floor for Festus. They have now brought in Tristan Folk, the Tigers. That's one of the ones we could catch. Here's a baseline floater with two hands. That's good from the baseline. And that is scored by Kenzie Benak. And Festus up 52-23. Shot down low, Black Hats. There's the miss. Fowler offensive rebound. Put back, no good. And a wrap-up foul is going to go on Haley Benthal. Benthal, that's her first. Let's see. So Allison Kuykendall is on the floor for Festus. As I mentioned, Kinsey Benak as well. As we survey the floor, you've also got Caitlin Holt. And getting ready to check in is Samantha Helbreck. Free throw jumper by Holt. Spins off the rim. No good. Rebound. Fowler of the Black Cats. 52-23 the score. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Emma Vaughn has it. The volleyball line for the Black Cats going right to left. Fowler along the elbow. Vaughn loses her dribble. Goes to the wing. And then a pass down low by Wiese to Fowler on the mid block. She lost control of it. She goes to the floor. And they called traveling on Fowler. And now the Black Cats will have to defend in the backcourt. They're going to try to press here. Coach Blair saying, come on, girls, come on forward. And the Tigers break the press. Helbreck has possession. Flips it over to Folk. Tristan Folk dribbles to the wing. Bounce pass into the corner, and then traveling is called on Kenzie Benak. It is Herculaneum basketball. 60 seconds to play. Kroom left open for three from the wing. Nice and smooth. Ashley Kroom gets it to drop home and provides her points number 3, 4, and 5 of the night. Festus looking to pass the ball around from the baseline to the free throw line. Jumper inside the paint, no good by Samantha Helbreck. Loose ball along the baseline is tipped away and out of bounds. It will be Herculaneum basketball. Kroom coming off the floor for Herky. Fowler stays in, nearly crossed the inline on the lob, on the entry pass from the inbound play there. And the Black Cats able to push it forward, though, as Vaughn races up the floor and has it knocked away from behind. They're going to call a foul first on Tristan Folk. And that's her first personal. 36.6 ticks to go in the third quarter. Festus up 52-26. They've doubled up the Black Cats. Here's a lob down low to Fowler from the baseline. It's kicked around as Fowler couldn't bring it in. It's then kicked around and kicked out of bounds by Kenzie Benak of the Tigers. It will stay Black Cat ball. That ball is kicked out to midcourt. It'll be Fowler to inbound to Vaughn. Pressed there by Folk in the backcourt. Now she backs up. Vaughn trying to stutter step around Folk. Pushes her away. Keeps the dribble to the top of the key. Kicks it to the wing. Fowler gets it back. And then Vaughn loses the dribble as Folk takes it away. Folk to lead the fast break. Gets it up ahead for a bank shot from the left side by Helbreck. Two off the bench for Helbrecht. 9 seconds to go. Fowler losing the ball in the backcourt. Now recovers into the front court to the free throw line. And traveling is going to be called on Paige Fowler. 4.5 ticks to go. Inbound here for Helbrecht. Gets it in. Extra pass up ahead. Crossing the timeline with it. Kenzie Banach has it stripped away by Fowler, who will add to her steal total. And that's how the third quarter ends. But Festus coming out just as strong as they ended the second quarter. Take the third quarter and extend their lead to 54-26. We're back in 60 for the fourth quarter here on KJ.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is Toyotathon still on?
Yes, it is. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and lease offers on our amazing Toyota vehicles.
But you better hurry. It all ends January 2nd.
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah.
How did you get on this line?
Well, this is a time for family, so your father and I decided to come and help you out. James, honey, say hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Mom and Dad, I'm kind of busy with a customer right now.
Hi, Jan's mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And what Jan was going to say is this is the perfect time to save on the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, bold Tacoma, versatile Highlander, and more.
Wow, that sounds great.
Huh, that was actually spot on. Thanks, Mom.
Well, your father's here, too.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Paige Fowler for the Black Cats will take a seat as we start the fourth quarter. Her team trailing 54-26 to the Festus Tigers. That's a check of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. So Herculaneum will start the fourth quarter in possession, going right to left. Metcalf is checked back in. She'll flip it to her right for Vaughn. Vaughn thought about a pass, instead dribbles with it. Still beyond the perimeter, goes to her right for Kroom to the wing. Pass down low to Huber. Huber chases the loose ball down underneath the baseline and cannot save it. Turnover there by the Black Cats. Inbound Garmin to Edding. Flips it up ahead into the front court. Rickerman attacks the bucket, throws it up. Try to get it off glass, but a foul is called. And it's going to go on Abby Rickerman. An offensive foul for the Tigers. And Rickerman to have a chat with Coach Ellis. Festus 2 points away from giving us a running clock, which means during timeouts, during free throws, the clock will not stop. On the wing, the Black Cats have it right side of the floor as they operate right to left. Now in the corner, back up to the wing, Metcalf. Top of the circle gets a screen from Wiese, goes to Wiese on the wing, dribbles into the corner, and a blocking foul is going to go on Bria Garmin. Bria Garmin, an excellent volleyball player for Coach Karen Beely and the Festus Tigers. They had a really good year this year. Unfortunately, did not get through the district championship, a very tough district with St. Pius and Jefferson and Arcadia Valley. There's a free throw that's good by the braided-haired Wiese. 54-27, Festus in the lead. Four Tigers on the blocks, ready for the defensive rebound, but there won't be any. Or there won't be one, I should say, as Wiese knocks down the free throw. And the Tigers, wow, that was fast. Garmin laying it up with the left hand off glass. That literally took 2 seconds to get the ball up the floor. 7 minutes to play in the fourth. Herky with possession, operating right to left. Middle of the floor, Metcalf comes to the near side. Throws it back right. It's stolen by Heaven Street. Heaven Street throws it up, spins off the front rim. Heaven Street with the offensive rebound, tries to kick it up top. Loose ball picked up by Edding. Edding lobs it down low to McMillan, and McMillan is fouled, putting it up. So Abby McMillan, who went 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, will get her first free throws here in the second half. And Wiese's going to come off the floor with Caitlin Huber as well as Emma Vaughn for the Herky Blackcats. Paige Fowler has checked back in. 6:41 to play in the fourth. McMillan, first free throw, up and off the front rim, gets the friendly roll. McMillan, first, second free throw, it's up. It's off the front iron, no good. Rebound at the mid block by Rickerman. Kicks it up top to Garmin. Garmin will set up the offense. Flips it over to her right. Extra pass down low. McMillan turns, fires it off the window and in. Beautiful passing by the Festus Tigers. That has certainly stood out here this evening. 59-28 the score. Pass down low to Wooten. Wooten turns around, had her shot nearly blocked by McMillan. It altered her shot, but still spun off the rim. Then McMillan had her back heel touching the end line on the rebound. It will stay Herky basketball. Inbound for Wooten. Lobs it up to Metcalf. Metcalf to the mid block, left side. Floats it up. Had her shot blocked. And fortunately for her, it landed in the arms of Angelica Wooten, who got it up off the glass and in. 59-30. Festus in the lead. They have it in the front court, operating left to right. Baseline. Floater too strong by Heaven Street. Little give and go there by her teammate, Kuykendall. She can't convert, though, and the Black Cats come up the floor. Down to their half-court set along the right side. Now back to the middle, Metcalf. Gets around Fowler inside the free throw line all the way to the bucket and gets it to go. Taylor Metcalf had 5 in the first quarter, quiet through the second and the third, now has 2 here in the fourth. Lead trimmed down to 27, and traveling's going to get called on Caitlin Holt. So Holt got about 10 feet forward in the backcourt before getting called for traveling. And now Taylor Metcalf will come off the floor for Herky. Black Hat ball inbound along the baseline to Fowler underneath, and she is hacked across the arm. And now Fowler will go to the free throw line. Paige Fowler, 5'11", sports the number 43, and she's had a really tough night tonight. Scoring-wise, not too bad, a little inconsistent, but she's put up the points, 11. She short-arms the first free throw. However, getting her rebounds has not been easy. Second free throw draws back iron, no good. A rebound underneath by Kuykendall. Kuykendall nearly had it stolen by Kroom. Instead gets it over to Falk. Falk lobs it up into the front court. Three-pointer from the corner. Too strong, an air ball on the baseline, trying to save it with the right hand. Wiese. And what's the call here? They're going to say that it was actually Jordan Allen, not Wiese, but Allen, that had her foot out of bounds when she tried to save it. Inbound for the Tigers. Falk from straight away. Side iron, no good. Rebound underneath by Kuykendall. Tries to put it back up and had her shot blocked. 4:38 to play. Festus 59. Herky 32. Open for three. Angelica Wooten. It looks good. It is good. Angelica Wooten showing off her shooting skills. She's got 5. Here in the fourth, 5 for the game. Backcourt press, Black Cats as they trail by 24. Tigers break it into the front court. Kuykendall throws it up, and traveling is called on Allison Kuykendall. She was middle of the paint and got caught between shooting it or attacking the rim, and in the process shuffled her feet and turned it over. Ball in the corner for the Black Cats in their front court set. Bouncing it around to the elbow, recovered by the Black Cats as Festus nearly stole it away. And then it appears that Ashley Kroom got fouled right around the paint there. And Ashley Kroom will put her right foot forward and shoot a pair, or shoot at least one free throw. And she banks it home. There you go. Using that glass. Second free throw, this time no good. Fight for the loose ball, picking it up
is Holt. Caitlin Holt dribbles around a couple of Black Cat bodies and tries to lob it forward, and Metcalf knocks it back down. And what do we have here? Kroom had picked up the knockdown pass but had her foot on the line. It will stay Festus ball. Inbound pass. Threading the needle was Holt. Got it to her teammate Madeline Deering. And Deering to the left of the bucket kisses it off glass and in. Metcalf, three on the other end, short. Rebound into the corner for Kroom. Kroom tries to dribble around it and bounce it off of the foot of Caitlin Holt. So Maddie Deering with two off the bench for Coach L as he has gone full bench mode here. Inbound play from the corner to Paige Fowler, who's up and through a pair of defenders off glass and in. And a reach-in foul or maybe a trip here. Push is what they call it, as Falk was pushed by Kroom. That's her fourth personal. It'll be an inbound in the backcourt for the Tigers. They lob it in. Up ahead, it's Kenzie Banach. Dribbles to the elbow extended, then goes up top to Falk. Falk, lob pass to the left mid-block. And then two steps forward, shot up. Helbrecht gets it to go. 63-38, Festus. 3:10 to play in the fourth. Kroom launches up a three from the wing. That's no good. Rebound Tigers. Traveling is going to be called on Madeline Deering as she thought she had a teammate open up ahead. Found out she didn't. And tried to bring the ball back down, but moved her pivot foot. So turnover there by the Tigers. In the grand scheme of things, not going to matter too much. It'll be hard for the Black Hats to come back from down 25 with just 3:06 to play. Inbound to Kroom at the low block, and she tried to make a move, and it appears she bounced it off the foot of the defender, Helbrecht. It will stay Herky ball. Inbound just to the right of the basket, down to our left. Inbound there off the thigh and out of bounds. Jordan Allen could not hold on to it, and the ball will go back over to the Tigers. So Festus is going to improve to 5-0 on the year. Herky's going to fall to 6-4. Tip pass in the backcourt, stolen at midcourt by the Black Cats. Fowler established a pivot foot, nearly traveled, lobbed it ahead to Metcalf, who kicks it into the corner for an Ashley Kroom three. She already hit earlier, but she cannot get that one to go. And up the other way, the Tigers running the floor. Extra pass from the high elbow down low to the left for an easy shot off glass for Kenzie Banach. And it's pretty much a formality here as a three ball is launched up by Jordan Allen. She's taken a couple of those, and she cannot hit. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Black Hats. And Coach Blair just throwing different bodies on the floor. Looks like he's about to bring in Kylie Bowler, number 20. Kroom to take a seat. Lob up ahead on the inbound from the baseline to Falk. Falk races up the floor and hits the deck hard as she threw up a shot. Loose ball there. Now Falk will get her hand in there, and a tie-up is called. So Falk went up for the shot, got undercut, came down, landed on her right arm, used it to brace herself, and thankfully didn't twist it or something. We've got ourselves a Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills at 65-38. Festus, a late lead here in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our season sponsors, such as Jefferson College of Hillsborough, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Comtree of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, guess where? Festus. Also, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington. And let's throw in Mario's Italia of Farmington and Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum. All right, so the Festus Tigers, through their first four games this season, winning by an average of 23.5 points. Well, that average could climb just a smidge if they're able to hold on to this 27-point lead. All right, the Patsy's Furniture timeout is over. It's an inbound for Festus on their end of the floor, 2:17 to play. Falk, three ball from the corner, short-armed it. Air ball, as a matter of fact, Fowler underneath. Reels it in for the Black Cats. Runs the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, passes it to the wing. Gets it back, Fowler, on the mid-block, right side. Floats it up from inside the paint, short. Long rebound into the corner, tracked down by the Black Cats. Bounce pass up to the top of the key, and unable to catch up to it, Kylie Bowler, as it will roll all the way into the corner on the other side of the floor and eventually out of bounds for Festus inbound. Getting ready to check in for the Black Cats is number one, Dakota Patterson. And Fowler will come off the floor probably for the last time tonight. Festus inbound in the corner. Falk with it, top of the key. Dribbles to the left side of the paint, floats it up, and gets the friendly front rim roll as Tristan Falk is on the scoreboard. Nine different Tigers have scored. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Bounce pass into the paint. Reeling it in is Benthal on the give and go. Is able to get it to Kylie Bowler, who got fouled on the shot. And gets a free throw here. It's up and it is through. So Bowler off the bench late here for Coach Blair and the Black Hats. Gets a point. 67-39 the score. Second free throw off the right side of the rim. A rebound for Festus's, or for Festus, I should say. That was number 11, Ashley Wood. She'll dribble it into the front court. And now in the half court set, the Tigers operating the near side of the floor. That's down to our right. Baseline drive. Float up over the defender. And rattling it home is Kenzie Banach. Banach with six second half points off the bench. Three-pointer from the wing. It's good for Jordan Allen. She finally hits a bucket. It's been a struggle for her. One of five now from beyond the arc. Festus to inbound. Black Cats to run a press. 57.6 seconds to go. Inbound to Falk. She lost her balance but able to retrieve that lob pass and gets it right back quickly to her teammate, Banach. Helbreck. Helbreck down low. Gets it back. Three ball off the front iron. No good. 40 seconds to play. Long rebound out to the circle. It's brought in by Wood. Back up top to Helbreck. Her lob pass down low to the right block is deflected. But first we have a foul. Let's see who the foul is on. It's going to go on Haley Benthal of the Black Cats. 17 fouls for Herky. And the first free throw is good by Madeline Deering. They put the point on the wrong side. So 71-43, the score after Deering knocks down the second free throw. Herky's got it in the front court. Attacking the rim from point blank range, getting it up and getting it through. Emily Wiese. And that might be the last basket of the night. 10 seconds to go. Tigers up 71-44. Ball near midcourt. 3 seconds. Holding on to it. Off the left tip. Helbreck will hold it tight as the buzzer sounds. And the Festus Tigers win this one at home. Final score. Tigers 71. Herculaneum Black Cats 44. We've got your home Bulls and Spas postgame show coming up next.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And this is Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Right now through December 31st, everything at Patsy's Furniture is marked 50% off MSRP. And while you're here, register to win a free recliner. We appreciate you and we're thankful for your business throughout this year.
Merry Christmas from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs?
Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Lettington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun everybody's is. Going home.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Matt Greenwood back for AM 1400 KJFF. It is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Festus 71, Herculaneum 44. Some girls basketball for you this evening. And I'm joined by Chris Ellis, head coach of the victorious Festus Tigers. Coach, from the get-go, you know, this was one of those games where it appeared like your defense was really in the right mindset, really in a good flow. You gave up 11 first-quarter points, but from then on out, for the second and third quarter, you really shut down this Black Cat offense. Kind of my observation is just great hands in the passing lane, great reading of the offensive sets for Herky. But what's your assessment of the defense?
Well, we try to chart deflections because our motto is deflections are huge. And Bria Garman got a ton in the first quarter and actually the whole first half. And deflections really disrupt any team's offensive flow. You know, they don't get the pass where they want it to go. Dribblers have a hard time. It creates a lot of chaos. And we had active hands from just about everybody on our basketball team. So I'm really pleased with that.
Nine different players scored. You got some bench players in there. Kinsey Banach had some good minutes. Samantha Helbreck, also Tristan Falk, Maddie Deering came in and immediately made an impact in the fourth quarter. But you're starting five in Heben Street, Rickerman, Edding, Garman, and McMillan. Really did a phenomenal job of just, you know, finding the right teammate to shoot the ball. And Abby Rickerman knocked down some threes. Bria Garman knocked down some huge threes in that first quarter, and just really some good high percentage shots that were falling through for you guys.
Well, we heard through the grapevine that they'd employ a triangle in two, and we were right. And so we had about 45 seconds to work on it because we didn't come to that realization until after practice yesterday. So the girls really responded. I mean, triangle and two junk defenses are sometimes difficult to decipher, but I think we did a good job. And once we got our fast break going, got some stops on defense, it really didn't make any difference that they were in a triangle and two anymore.
Abby McMillan, I mean, what can you say? Great rebounder down low for you, just a good fighter. And at 6'3", sometimes it feels like it's a little easy for her to get some of these rebounds. So what was your assessment of
Well, you know, it does seem like that, but it's not easy for her. She works really hard, and, you know, she's just catching up with her height right now. Her best days are ahead of her. I'm really excited about her possibilities. But thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, no problem. Abby Rickerman, though, is the one that really impressed me tonight with her shooting. She just seems to be a really good shooter for you.
Well, we're blessed with some good shooters. Abby, Jenna, you know, just really good marksmen. And, Abby was being guarded man-to-man. Jenna was being guarded man-to-man. They did a great job of still, you know, keeping their heads, not worrying too much about what was happening with the triangle and two, and staying with the offensive flow. And, like you said, finding the open guy. So, couldn't be more pleased.
And I'm looking at the stats going into the game, Coach. Rickerman, a 48% shooter on shots inside the perimeter and then 36% beyond it. So, obviously, the good numbers going in, and I believe she did just a really good job of the shooting percentage there. And I'm going to go ahead and transition that into, you know, our Player of the Game Award. It's an Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game Award. And I just, in this type of game, when you're able to knock down shots early in a game to sort of widen the gap, and then the defense, you know, proves to be really good, and then you knock down, and then you come out in the second half and really get on a roll. That's what Abby Rickerman helped you guys to. In that third quarter, she had seven of your team's points there. So as far as I'm concerned, she is a player of the game, but I know there were quite a good few tonight.
We need about 10 of those. So
yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And if she's ever in Farmington, okay, a free appetizer for from Applebee's.
Thank you very much.
Coach,
appreciate it, sir. Thanks for being here tonight.
You're very welcome. That is Chris Ellis, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And as for our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, again, it is basketball, and there's a lot of different plays that happen, and it's not easy to remember every single one of them. So I cheat a little bit, and I kind of give you a moment in the game, not necessarily one single play, but a series of plays that really stand out about the game tonight. So our Gilster Mary Lee series of plays of the game, Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. If you're interested, you can call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. And, you know, it goes really into the second quarter. Festus was up 21-16. They go on a 16-2 run to end the first half. At the break, they were up 37-18. And there was a play, a series of plays in the second quarter where Bria Garman, as Coach Ellis and I talked about, got her hands in the passing lane, created some turnovers, some fast break opportunities, and the beneficiaries of some of those fast breaks were Abby Rickerman and Jenna Edding. And there was a series of plays in that second quarter when Festus made their 16-2 run where Garman stole it twice and helped lead a fast break opportunity twice as well. Rickerman and Edding wound up getting the points on those fast break tries. So as far as I'm concerned, those are the Gilster Mary Lee series of plays of the game. All right, as far as our paid sponsors go, that's about it. Again, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game is Abby Rickerman, 18 points on the night. Got to rest pretty much for the entire fourth quarter. The Festus Tigers are now 5-0 after this 71-44 victory. So tomorrow, our airwaves are going to be open and free for regular programming after 1 o'clock. However, we do have some Jefferson County schools participating in the JCAA shootout at Jefferson College. And our first game of the night is going to be St. Vincent and North County, and that's going to be on J98. And then we're going to have St. Pius and DeSoto to follow, and then Jefferson R7 and Hillsborough to follow after that. So all three of those games will be on J98 beginning at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon, late evening, however you want to call it. And again, I'll be on the call there on J98. That's 98.5 FM. You can also stream us online at mymoinfo.com and find us on the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. And before we do head on out and end this broadcast, Coach Blair of the Herky Black Hats has come over for a quick chat. And Coach, what Chris Ellis, Festus head coach, and I kind of talked about was his team did a really good job of getting hands in the passing lanes, creating tough opportunities for you guys to get the ball to Fowler down low or get it to whoever you were trying to. Metcalf was trying to get the ball over arms and such, but when you have an athletic Bria Garmin playing the passing lanes, it can be certainly tough, and it felt like that was sort of the game changer tonight.
You know, I thought that was, you know, I thought our defense execution in the entire game was very good. I thought we did a good job of defending the Edding girl and the Rickerman girl. We made them work for every shot. I don't know what they ended up scoring point-wise out of their 71, but I know it wasn't, you know, the normal points that they normally score night in and night out. You know, and that's what we focused our night tonight on was our defense, you know. But you take away, we were just talking in the locker room, you take away the second quarter of about 6 minute stretch there where they went eight possessions where we didn't get one shot off because we turned the ball over eight times in a row and they scored on all eight of those possessions. And, you know, that went from a 4 point ball game at that point to a 20 point ball game and in a matter of you know, 4 minutes. And,
right.
You know, I thought that was the key difference for us. You know, if we take away those possessions and get some quality looks, maybe an opportunity, I think the game is a little bit different. But, I think our kids' effort and our hard work, you know, is going to pay off. I mean, Festus is a very good basketball team. And, you know, we just didn't execute in the second quarter there for 6 minutes. And, you know, it showed in the end of the end result.
I know Paige Fowler stands at 5'11", and I'm not really sure through the first nine games how many of the opposing teams you guys have gone up against that have challenged her height and her size, but certainly Festus did that with Abby McMillan down low. It just seemed like Fowler couldn't really get involved in the game.
You know, we just didn't give her a chance, and I thought, you know, that was a key thing there. I mean, she had some good opportunities where we could be able to give her the ball in the post, and we just missed it. One, or we're trying to throw over the top of those long arms, and we talked about that at the last 2 days of practice. We're not going to be able to throw over the top of them. They're long and athletic, and, you know, we just didn't execute there. I mean, I think we had the opportunities. We had the right angles. We just did not make the passes and do what we asked them to do. And, you know, you continue to talk about that, but I told our kids that same thing in the locker room at the end of the game here. You know, you take away those eight or nine possessions there in the second quarter, and this game's a whole different atmosphere, a whole different place. You got to tip Festus. I mean, they executed defensively and really were playing, getting after us and, you know, doing a lot of those things. And, you know, I'm okay with our effort. You know, Festus is going to win a lot of basketball games this year. But on the flip side, we're going to win a lot of basketball games. I mean, I think our defensive effort tonight is going to be a test to that.
All right. Well, Coach Blair, certainly appreciate the comments.
Thanks.
And best of luck to you moving forward.
Appreciate all the coverage. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That is Riley Blair, head coach of the Herculaneum Blackhats. They fall here tonight 71-44. And right before we end the broadcast here, one final check of your Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Let's run them down real quickly for the Blackhats. Metcalf, 7. Allen, 3. Kroom, 6. Fowler, 11. Wooten, 5. Off the bench, Bowler, 1. Weesey, 7. Huber, 2. For the Festus Tigers, 9 different players scored. We'll start with the starting lineup. Hebben Street, 10. Rickerman, 18 to lead all scorers. Jenna Edding, 6. Garmin, 2. McMillan, 14. And then 4 players off the bench getting in the action on the scoreboard. Kenzie Banach, 6. Samantha Helbreck, 4. Tristan Falk, 2. And Madeline Deering, 4. That's your Bloomsdale Bank end of the game stats. And again, St. Vincent, North County, then St. Pius, DeSoto, and last but not least, Jefferson Hillsboro. That's the JCAA shootout tomorrow beginning at 4:15 on J98. I will have your call. I appreciate Crystal Wilcutt back in the studio and appreciate you lending us your ears for this Friday evening. I am Matt Greenwood signing off from Festus High School where they're turning off the lights, and we are going to get on out of here and enjoy our weekend. Hope you enjoy your weekend as well. You've been listening to coverage of girls basketball on AM 1400 KJF. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep.